This is Emmanuel Zambazis, and you're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe, I know we've been off for a couple.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back now.
There's nothing to talk about, so we're okay.
Yeah, really, there isn't really anything to talk about. I mean, oh, buddy, so much has happened during this international break. It actually was pretty exciting.
Is it a good international break?
I hate international breaks, but this one was pretty good.
Well, talk about, especially in Canada, with a massive result in the Azteca, yeah, which we'll talk about later. Yeah, it's pretty interesting, exciting, whatever you want to call it.
So I thought this week we would start in, you know, we have to do Bundesliga and La Liga and all that stuff. I promise, guys, we'll do that next week.
We'll get to that. I know when we miss a week, like, you know, the games, the you know, the stories, the headlines.
Yeah.
We will get to that.
Yeah.
We'll take a little trip around the tables. We will get to that. I know a lot of guys are asking for that.
So yeah. But I mean, like you said, when we get a week off, it's like it was Thanksgiving and all that stuff too. So you get a week off and you have stuff that's in your mind fresh, right? And you forget about other things.
And then more things happen.
So we'll get La Liga, we'll get Bundesliga, we'll get all the leagues.
We'll get back to our roundups.
Next couple of weeks, because there's big games. There's a big game tomorrow, and there's big games coming up. In EPL and Serie A and all the leagues too. So we'll definitely do a league roundup. But I want to start in the EPL game of the week, Liverpool Man City.
You watch the game, Reggie?
I only saw the second half because I was MCLing. So
shout out to Commissioner Paul Kershaw.
Yeah. Oh, you should hear the joke he dropped. You'll ask him about it on Sunday. Him and Paula were going to do a podcast. So.
Oh, yeah. I saw the emails. Yeah. Go ahead, guys. Go for it.
Football Daily, they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure. Okay, go ahead. We love being imitated.
And they're going to do it at, they're going to do it a minute before our show starts. So,
yeah.
We're going to be fighting.
Okay, we're still waiting for that first episode to come out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think they're going to go with the Lloyd and Harry.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
it. Ba-dum-sh, right? Yeah. You guys don't know Lloyd and Harry.
But Sid, what a game. Second half was fantastic.
I thought it was a great game. I thought you saw the EPL on display, like level. We always talk about the level of play there. Like, yeah. Mo Salah scored a great goal.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much happening there. Yeah. There was a massive block. I think Fabinho had an empty net.
Yeah.
Open cage, whatever you want to call it. Just a sure goal. I talked about it with some young players, and I said, in a game where there was so much, you know, such quality, such high level play, City, Liverpool, whole world watching. There you have, you know, it still comes down to will and determination sometimes.
Yeah.
And I forgot who got the block, and I don't know if it was Ruben Diaz. No, it wasn't Ruben Diaz. I don't forget who it was. That's going to bother me now.
It wasn't Stonesy. So.
I don't know, but it was an empty net. Fabinho looks a sure goal, and the City player just flat out blocks it, like from out of nowhere.
Mm.
I think it was a City player, right?
Yeah, it was.
I think it was Fabinho who had the empty net.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm just going, this is the sheer will, determination in a game that, you know, when you look at it, you know, what it means to these guys. I thought that was a really high level second half. I thought Liverpool, I couldn't believe how poor they looked in the first half.
Yeah.
Reggie, like, did you notice that? I mean, well, they couldn't keep the ball at all.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, they couldn't.
So they just told
about it.
Yeah.
They couldn't keep the ball, and God love him, James Milner was getting absolutely torched.
I saw some highlights, and I saw even in the second half, he should have been sent off.
Yeah,
probably.
Phil Foden was having a day with him, and you know, I loved watching this because, you know, we watch like everyone else, and in this game, you know, you see them playing everywhere, right? Using them. And this was great. It reminded me of an NFL game. Or basketball, when you keep going to the same guy, and you look at your matchup. They looked at the matchup, and Foden was just owning Milner. They just kept playing the ball to him, trying to create the 1v1 or 2v1 and so on that left side. And Foden was going to town. They were getting so many chances, so many opportunities. Again, we talk about even in these big teams, when your top choice is out, things change. In this case, it was TAA who was out, right? Trent Alexander-Arnold out.
Yeah.
Turner was in. So I thought that was a really good,
it's quite the drop off, eh?
Yeah, it is.
You can't argue with me on that one.
You can't. Like, come on. No, I love James Milner, but, you know, not Alexander Arnold.
Yeah.
Alexander Arnold's easy for me to say.
Yeah.
Recovery, you know, playing at the top of his game. So I just, it was great, even for like a, you know, obviously the footy heads that we are, but even just for young players watching, saying, you know, you can do a lot in a game and you want to, you know, you love to say, oh, like switch the play, use everything, switch the point of the attack, you know, make sure, you're balancing in terms of how you're attacking, don't be predictable. But then there's also, hey, this guy is going to town. We're getting the best out of this. Oh, yeah. Let's keep going there. And I thought that was really interesting to see. But again, a high level game.
A lot of teams don't do that,
Joe. They don't do that. And that's why, you know, I like when I see that. I like when I see a manager, a team, whoever it is, you know, take the initiative, say, hey, let's keep going to that. Like, you know, let's attack that side. Again, we talked about, you see that in basketball all the time, right? You have a matchup, you go to, it's a mismatch, or you go to,
right,
you know, post the guy up, take him to the hoop, whatever.
Right.
In football, got a corner, young corner, or a guy who's having a tough time, go at him, see a 1v1. So I thought that was pretty cool to get that in our game of football. And I think winning, we always talk about the margin being so small that, you know, you
have to
look for an edge. So that was great. But a good game. Mo Salah scores a great goal in this game, Reggie.
Yeah. Chopped. Forget who it was. And then I'm not a big fan of this ball going across your net to go second back post. I'm not a big fan of that. I think the goalie should save that. But I'm not a goalie, so.
But it was still.
Maybe it's tough.
2-2 in the end.
2-2 in the end, yeah.
In the end, again, the second half was, the whole game was good for me. I think it was more balanced, obviously, in the second half because Liverpool came into the match. And, so that was, again, a great advertisement for the EPL. So that
it's going to be a tough.
Yeah, we had to talk about that.
It's going to be a tough top of the table, that's for sure.
It is. I think this year it's going to be a pretty balanced one. You're right. You know, Chelsea, Liverpool City, you would peg them to be in the top three.
Yeah.
You know, United. No, are you there, United?
Yeah, really.
Something might change there, but.
United fans, I think, want that something to change, but
that again, roster, you know,
can't draw and lose with that roster. But
you can't. Anyways. You can't draw and lose with that roster. To those matches, in those matches, with all due respect to the opponent.
Yeah.
You know, I just think
you should see yourself losing, drawing, maybe getting a little bit outplayed by Chelsea, City, Liverpool, maybe like that. But I'm sorry, no disrespect to any teams, but.
You are Man United, and you have that roster.
You can't be losing in drawing games.
You know, I think, Reggie, does Ole Gunnar Solskjaer get added to that list? You know, Vince Mercurio, who gave us our list, and guys that are on the hot seat, we'll get to more guys that way, especially when we get to international play.
It just seems, Ole just seems to be a guy that, Ole, you need to win this game or you get fired, and he goes out and he wins 6-0.
Yeah, whenever he's been up against it, he finds.
And then, or he goes into Champions League and is down in the 90th minute, he's down two goals, and all of a sudden they score two goals and they win. You know what I mean? And it's just I don't know.
They're primed for a 2-3-4 game winning streak.
Exactly, and then Ole's back at the wheel until February, and then we got to get rid of him, right? So
I, for one, say okay. So I don't know, Reggie. Like, I think that's all fine and dandy, but. United, you have all this. I mean, the next major, let's say, name that comes available, you really got to consider it.
Well, there's names out there right now. But, I mean, it's hard to get rid of him if, like I said, he comes off the back of winning 6-0.
And they're so in desperate need of continuity, aren't they, United?
Yeah.
They finally get a little bit.
Well, everybody, it's like everybody just looks at Ronaldo and says, okay, we got you here now. Let's see some magic.
Funny you say that, Reg. You know, Leonardo Bonucci came out and said, And his quote was, you know, with Ronaldo here, it's almost like we felt a little bit too reliant on him mentally, like the mental state of Juventus. He spoke to, I'm paraphrasing, but basically said, you know, when Ronaldo was here, we just felt, you know, he'd find a way, he'd bail us out. So even for a group that's so hardworking, maybe there's a bit of complacency set in because you were so mentally. Dependent on Ronaldo. And I think we did mention that too. We said it's a hard thing to, just like Barcelona, who's in shambles.
Yeah.
But like to lose these two mega, mega, not just stars, Reggie. They transcend the game. We know that. you know, it's hard to you know, come off the map from that. I thought that was interesting from Bonucci to say that, and it was candid and it was clear. I think it was Bonucci, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Bonucci. It was Bonucci,
right? So to say that, I thought was honest. I think it gave a little bit of a, you know, it took a little bit of the pressure off the younger players.
Yeah.
And then put it on at the same time.
Right? Yeah, like, exactly.
Okay. So listen, we got this. We know.
Yeah.
But we got to move forward.
Yeah. He's gone now. It's your turn. So someone has to step up.
I thought that was a really candid thing.
Yeah, for sure. While staying in the EPL, the second, maybe the first.
Check out Reggie's sign of the week, everybody. And this week, it doesn't just go after Pep.
Well,
in a roundabout way,
I have a Pep angle to this. Of course, I have a Pep angle to it. But
so there it is, Reggie. There you go.
Almost 300 billion more money than the city owners. This guy has the Newcastle owner. Almost 300 billion more.
It's. I mean, when you say what? Like, okay, everyone is. I guess you're excited when it's your team.
Are you though, Joe? If you got a billionaire owner like these guys come and take over AC Milan, and you're just gonna go out and buy everybody, are you happy with that?
Okay, so funny you say that because. With the state of the Serie A, I mean, you had a lot of sporting directors come out and just say, "Oh, let's face it, everyone other than the EPL is a transitional league. We are a transitional league."
Serie A said that?
Yeah, I forget who it was. It might have been Marotta from Inter, who used to be with Juventus. I mean, he said it was, you know, look at Lukaku. He came from doing everything in Inter, being the star. But
it's not a transitional league as far as a step up to play higher level. It's just there's more money in that league, and they're gonna go chase the money.
Yeah, and I think that's what he meant. He was not saying anything about the level. He was just saying, you know, look, he used Romelu Lukaku as a prime example.
Yeah,
his best years as a pro, you could say, were these last two.
Oh yeah, Inter, of course.
And transformed them, and then you know when he had the chance, he left. And I think that's what he's saying in terms of for teams, for players.
Well, Conte changed him.
Yeah, he did. He really did. He did. He absolutely did.
He says it was him. Yeah, he did. The diet, the training, all that stuff. Sure. He's lost weight. He looks stronger. He's faster.
And he came from United where, you know, he underperformed, given his standard.
Yeah.
I think what he meant with transitional, meaning it's, you know, well, let's face it. We know what he's saying. Eventually, you want to get back to a player. It is hard to keep a player from the Premier League. That's all I'm saying right now. We're always referring our own teams, Reggie. We refer to our own teams. I'm looking at Teo Hernandez right now, playing at the highest level that he's ever played at in terms of level. I don't mean level in league. I mean level of
His personal play.
For sure. He's been fantastic for AC Milan in the last couple of years. A left back, that dynamic, you know, that gets forward and just is so offensively gifted. You know, he just won the Nations League, which we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. Scored the winning goal. Mm-hmm. Correct, Reggie? I think it was him. No, sorry. No,
that's the semifinal. Semifinal.
Because Kylian Mbappe.
And Benzema hit a banger.
Yes, for sure. And so you're saying that. So again, Teo is playing for AC Milan. He's been absolutely no doubt part of their rebirth in the last year, 2 years.
Yeah.
EPL comes calling.
Well, Newcastle will come calling and
pay with that money
and pay him $400,000 a week. And
right, Reggie?
Guess what?
Or PSG comes calling. Or Real says, hey, we want you back.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you say no? So let's go to this, Reggie.
Yeah, yeah.
So then let's take us to this where every other league, and if you have that money, so it's every other league. And then if your owner's doing that stuff, everyone else is playing for scraps, really.
Well, it's true, Joe. And I mean, if Arsenal did something like this, I wouldn't be happy. And you guys are like, oh yeah, right.
No, I know.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't be happy.
Everybody says that, I know. And just like, listen, I think we're just saying it's a sign of the times, and the times kind of suck.
Well, I mean, they signed this deal with the owners. The owners buy out the team, and the fucking multi quadrillion billionaire comes in and takes over the team, and all of a sudden they're in the same stratosphere as PSG. A week ago they couldn't even tie PSG boots.
They were
relegation fight. So now they're in the same stratosphere as PSG,
and simply because
City
signed a check.
What money? That's it.
Yeah, and this is This is a problem.
It is a problem.
We talk about this every week. There's something wrong here. There is. Salary caps have to happen.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Like, it's one thing to have a team like Milan. It's one thing to have a team like Paris, Saint-Germain in Paris. It's one team to have a team in Madrid, Real Madrid, that has all this money. And then you say, you know what? I'm going to take the good money and I'm going to go live in Paris. And I'm going to go live in Madrid. And I'm going to go live in Milan. You're going to go live in Newcastle?
What is it? 300? Sorry, not 300 billion. It's almost 300 billion more than...
It's 300 billion more than the city owners. And the city owners just...
So we have to stop playing these games. We meaning all these governing bodies.
Yeah, salary cap has to come in,
man. It has to happen.
And I'm not saying that because, you know, it's now the narrative is now, are the teams that are coming in sixth, seventh, are they now under threat because now Newcastle's going to be moving up into the top four? And it's not just because of that. It's just, I don't know. Teams like Arsenal notoriously don't spend money. They're never going to be in the same category. A team like West Ham, they're never going to win anything. No, Leicester, never going to win anything.
It's a haves and have-nots with the Habs.
So is it just, okay, I'm just happy to be in the EPL now?
Yeah.
That's it?
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. I'm talking, again, remember, I know we always take it back to our club. Yeah. But I'm looking at, you know, my club, which is one of the clubs that historically is one of the most prestigious in the world. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not playing with those rules. Unless they get, I love your sign, Reggie. I love it. Unless they get that.
Yeah. Everybody, they get half of that. It's not even the full. That's how much more they have.
I think a quarter of it. Like this. Is, yeah. So again, yeah, I'm not sure. Saying woe is me. I'm saying, but it's the truth. And you're looking at these business deals that Maldini and Massara have to work that you're going, wait a minute.
We drew for free.
Yeah. And, like this is, and again, I know guys, I understand where we're at.
Yeah.
But this is AC Milan. this is the second most titled team in Europe, meaning Champions League.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. Like, so this is now you, Reggie, you nailed it. City comes to the City doesn't come to the table. City owns the party room. They own the table.
Yeah.
Simply by signing a check.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Wow.
It's bad, man. It's bad. I don't think it's good for soccer.
No, it's
football.
Not.
Football? I don't think it's good
PSG
at all.
Is PSG right now good for football?
No.
No, it's not.
What they did in the summer, even though they might not have... And I put this in a post on Instagram. They didn't spend any money in the transfers fees, but...
Salary.
They're paying these guys $500 million in salary per week.
And Reggie, we did say... Hey man, they might struggle early, and they are.
Yeah. They lost. They lost the weekend before international break, I think.
And not
to 2-0, I believe.
To a mid-table.
To a mid-table team in France.
We said this. They're in teams like this will become damned if they do, damned if they don't. So, a team like PSG, and now I cannot believe Newcastle and City, like Newcastle and Manchester City, 10 years ago.
Oh,
fired. So
Newcastle last week.
Yeah, Newcastle last week. Maybe City 15 years ago, whatever it is.
Oh, 15.
12.
No, maybe 6, 7. Oh, no. Well, you're probably right. Maybe 10, 12.
Yeah, the point being, Reggie, is...
Yeah. Relegation battle, man.
This is not like... I don't know. You see where this is going. So teams like this now that spend like this, just like PSG, if they win, they're supposed to win. So if they don't,
yeah,
it's
problems.
A massive failure.
It's Pochettino.
You're a lose-lose. This is what is a win-win.
Would you really want to be a coach on one of these teams?
No.
You think Conte's scratching to get? Well, he's going to have all the money he needs.
Let's.
But now he has to win. You have to win the EPL now and Champions League. You have to. When you're at Inter, it's like, okay, you win the Scudetto. Okay, that's great. You don't have to win Champions League. There might be better teams than us out there.
Now,
but
that budget.
Now you have
to.
You
know why I think he won't take it? Because he loves excuses. I mean, you guys know my disdain for...
Well, your disdain for Conte is almost the same as mine for Pep. So you understand.
Yeah, just one couldn't tie the other guy's shoes. But
wow.
No, you're right. Now I'm just making
Conte
a joke.
Can tie
no,
his
no,
own
you're
shoes.
Right. And he's a winner. Conte's a winner. I'm kidding. Conte's a winner. But I just think that Antonio Conte loves having the excuse ready. And if he goes to City, there's no excuse. Sorry, to Newcastle, he doesn't have the excuse.
He gets every player he wants.
And he put it.
And
he wants.
That's it.
Well, no, his excuse will be like, oh, it still takes time. You still have to build a team. Like these guys, it's all planned. Listen, I don't know. It's not good for soccer. We're talking on the fans' perspective.
Yeah.
But guess what? You're talking to owners who are also saying, hey, this is creating something unsustainable.
Yeah.
And it's not sustainable.
Well,
and as a fan,
it is. For somebody, it is.
And as a fan, which we say this all the time, it's not our job to worry about checkbooks.
It isn't, but it does affect our team.
It does affect it because, like we said, from being in a relegation battle mm-hmm. to being in, like the guys that they're rumored with.
Oh, Joe.
It's insane.
Teams are Borussia Dortmund's probably like, yeah, you want Haaland? It's just write a transfer fee number there, and then we'll see if we like that. Oh no, we don't like that. $20 million more. $20 million. That's it. Boom, 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 and yeah, signed. Done. How much do you want per week? 600,000. Cheap. Done. And then you keep going. I saw Aaron Ramsey might go there. 450,000 a week for Aaron Ramsey.
You know
where are we right now?
We talked about like earning your spot.
Are we talking about a team earning their spot on the table?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you have to earn your spot. But if you're,
I don't know, man.
You know, you have to win and finish in a top four to be in champions. You got. We know what you need to do.
Yeah.
But here, this is. I mean, I don't know. I can't buy this anymore. Like it's bad. Yeah, I don't know. Like I look at Atalanta, for example.
Doing it the right way, man. They lose players and they just keep coming.
Look at what they have to do, though. Right. And then you get this, and you're going, well, that's business. But, you know, there should be some rules to this. Nah, this is still the football business.
Yeah.
I think when we saw this, we were all like, oh, my. Like, this is really, really. And again, the trend's going to keep going, Reggie. There's going to be another Newcastle. It's going to keep happening.
I know. Believe me, I know, Joe. And it's going to be bad. And that's why Super League's coming. But
it's coming. Something's coming. And that's what he said. So it was leaked. The only thing it was is. No, is because it was leaked. There is something that has to be coming.
So let me ask you a question now. Do we invite Newcastle into the Super League?
Yeah, they have the most money. How can they not? You see what I'm saying?
Is that right, though?
No, it's not.
Perennial teams like Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, if you want to add City for the last 5 or 6 years.
You could put our, like, even Liverpool, like
Atletico Madrid. You're going to add Newcastle into that mix?
I know.
Mix?
I agree with you. It's insane. It's insane.
Come on, man. Anyways,
like again,
there's gonna be more.
Manchester City, 300,000.
When I saw that, I was shocked. I was like, the Man City owner is worth $23 billion. This guy's worth 305 or something like that. And it's just like, my heart almost stopped.
It's silly money, Reggie.
And the $23 billion guy is writing checks left and right, no problem. So what's this guy gonna do? He's just gonna pay over the top for players. Transfer fees are going to go through the roof to go to Newcastle, and it's going to be disgusting. But anyways,
you know, Reggie, and these individual leagues come out looking like they have nothing. Oh, what are we supposed to do? We can't do anything about it. Yeah, you can. You can.
What are they going to do? What can they do?
Well, we need a cap, don't we?
We have to do that. That's for sure.
You know, because or else it's like,
I mean, it wouldn't matter how much money you have, but. It's just for me, teams, like I said, teams like Arsenal, teams like Everton, Leicester, we can't compete at that level that they can just bring in. Look at the strike force they're going to have. Mbappe's available. All of a sudden you throw 700,000 a week at him. He's going to say no. He's going to come there. No, you throw 600 to Haaland. They're starting strikers next maybe in January even, or next year.
Yeah, you know,
or Haaland and Mbappe.
The first chip will fall.
Come on, man.
The first chip will fall when they sign that big time manager.
Yeah.
And then they go on from there. So anyway, we gotta move on, but
they're gonna be the first team that's going from a relegation battle to top four. Watch.
From the what house. To the penthouse.
They're gonna spend like crazy in January, and you're gonna see. But anyways, and then you're gonna see how stupid this is. And it's been stupid like this for a long time with a certain team from Manchester, but we're not gonna talk about that.
You just did.
I'm not gonna talk about it anymore.
Anymore.
For today. So you mentioned Nations League and Teo Hernandez scoring a pretty big goal to take his
team. Pretty exciting games. I mean, again, you know, you said, do we care? Do we not care? I mean, I think they should put more value in it then. Like, for winning it, you should get more. I think that would be more, but like, well,
I thought UEFA, UEFA has to get their cut. But
yeah, absolutely.
And Courtois said it
the best. That third place match, I agree.
The best. Don't care about the players. Just want to line your pockets.
Or else, why would you play a third
place? Why would you play
third, fourth place match, Italy and Belgium? Unless
one anyway. Oh, Italy won?
Yeah.
I should have known Belgium, right?
No, yeah. Well, listen, I mean, Italy-Spain was still a good game. I thought, little hard done by, first of all, Spain comes out flying.
They surprised me.
Spain did?
To be so young and you're not really household names.
You know, Reggie.
But they played really well.
We talk about managers that don't get enough credit.
Yeah. Oh, I give this guy a ton of credit, but on the club level, and everyone ripped me, so
whatever. Luis Enrique.
Whatever.
Yeah, I really rate him. I'm going to go even beyond him at Barcelona because he had a successful time at Barcelona. He did such a great job when he was at Roma. I thought he's so revered. I really have a lot of time for Luis Enrique. I think he's got great footballing ideas. I love it. I do. Yeah. I think he's got a lot of courage to play young at Gavi, 17.
You
saw what he did with Pedri. Yeah. I just really like Luis Enrique. I mean, never mind we did at Barca, because he did well at Barca too. Of course he did
well.
Yeah, right? And I just think
one trophy less than Pep.
What? No, he did a great job. Of course. No, absolutely, Luis Enrique. He's got a great reputation in Italy too.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Coached the club where Pep played, right? Pep played at two clubs in Italy, Brescia and Roma, but like really, really well respected. And like just dealing with the game, I think, great game by Spain. They came out.
Mm-hmm.
I thought a little bit hard done by Bonucci with the second yellow or one of the yellows.
But
okay, let's go with that. Hey, I think I really like the fact if you're obviously I'm an Italian fan that playing if you're gonna go down a man, wouldn't you agree, Reggie? Probably the worst team in the world to go down a man to and go two goals down would be Spain. Well, you're not touching the ball.
They're gonna keep the ball forever.
Absolutely, and they did. And so for Italy to get a goal.
Yeah.
In that was pretty good. So it's 2-1. Chiesa just shows a lot of hard work and class. I love him. But, that was an exciting game. So let's deal with that. It was an exciting game. Spain did fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Italy, I thought at least showed some fight, did well to make it 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
I just think if you're going to make this, first of all, great final four nations, right? Italy, Spain, even better game, France and Belgium in the semifinal. Right?
Unbelievable.
And Reggie said it again. Belgium's going to Belgium.
Belgium doing Belgium things.
Doing Belgium. And again, if you guys, pretty good clips way back, Reggie put of our predictions on the Euro.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right? And Reggie called Belgium. I called them to
get the win. Garbage team, man.
And then Reggie called them. They're still, I don't believe in them.
No.
We'll get to that. But just the games were pretty good, obviously, Reggie.
Yeah, for sure. And that's where Conte should go, by the way. But
there you go.
Or even when Pep leaves, maybe he goes over there and sees what he can do.
That generation's done. So again,
generation's done, and then Belgium's done then.
Yeah, that's
what, there's nobody coming.
That's what Kevin De Bruyne is saying, right? So we're going to get to what he said.
Yeah, well, that's an excuse if you ask me, but whatever.
I think he's trying to take the pressure off, right, because he realizes.
Yeah.
But, again, I'm disappointed as an Italian fan, but when I look at the footballing stuff, a good game, it was good for there. And then you had France and Belgium. Belgium goes up 2-0.
2-0.
And then storming back, yes, like you said too, Benzema, Teo Hernandez scores the winner in injury time or like at the 90th minute.
Mbappe hit a PK, I believe.
Yes, he did. And that was good that he stepped up and took it again.
After the miss in Euros, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
And then pretty controversial win on the goal there. It was kind of like the offside.
In the final.
Yeah.
He was offside.
He's offside, but they're saying like...
No, because you're saying because the defender touched it?
Eric Garcia,
when he was offside before he passed it.
Yeah, but he's saying he wasn't going to play it. I don't know.
Anyway. You can't not try.
Yeah.
You don't know, right? Your back's to the linesman. Yeah. You don't know if it's offside or not.
Great finish by Mbappe. Busquets played two great games in this
game. Yeah, he's really good.
He came in the good thing. So again, we talk about Nations League. Do we care? Well, if you win, you care. Reggie's going, no.
I don't care until the semis.
Yeah, and I think what they need to do, Reggie,
is start in the semis.
Like, do you still know what you, like, what do they get for winning that?
I don't know.
Like, trophy. Coefficient points? Like, a trophy.
They get a trophy, and they probably move down two rankings in the FIFA rankings.
Because
Gold Cup is worth more. So
somebody made a great joke or a great thing. No matter what, Belgium still will be ranked number one in the world. So it's funny because after Italy win the Euro, don't worry, Belgium's still number one in the world.
That's unbelievable.
And now they lose in the Nations League and lose in the third, fourth place match.
And they'll still be number one. Nations League. They'll go down one spot.
Yeah. So never crazy. So again, for star power, all kidding aside, for the matchups, great. But you'd like to see it worth a little bit more in terms of giving them something else, some more incentive.
What is this for?
That's what I'm saying. We might not know, but do you get something for qualifying?
Somebody said it's to take the place of international friendlies, this tournament.
Yeah, to put value, but again, to help with like FIFA ranking. But don't you think like the winner of the Nations League should get like automatic qualification to something? Or to the Euro? Anyway, talk about what De Bruyne said. What did De Bruyne say?
De Bruyne said, we don't have enough depth or what? I hope he didn't say quality. I don't want to misquote him.
He didn't say quality. He said,
we don't have enough depth.
We don't have what I think he said, Italy or Spain.
This guy's on one right now, man.
Like he's basically saying, you know, we don't have the depth of these countries.
One of the best strikers in the world. He's labeled one of the best midfielders in the world. You have Hazard.
I think he's talking about strength of squad, numbers-wise.
Dries,
you know,
Mertens.
Yeah, listen, Reggie, like, you know what I think?
You go on and on and on forever.
I think what we're all saying is, hey, guys, you guys had an 8-year run where you had some of the top players in the world. And yeah, maybe
it's the wrong coach.
It wasn't working. I don't understand how Roberto Martinez gets that team.
I don't know. He's Wigan's coach. It's not like he coached Real Madrid and they were winning. And he's not on the same for me. He's not on the same level as these coaches.
Good manager, but he's not.
Luis Enrique gets the best out of that team, I think, and they probably win it. But Roberto Martinez is not the guy for this team. He's not.
And
he's getting chance after chance and the tournament after tournament. If he's there for he's there for the World Cup, I don't know what Belgium's doing. Thierry Henry is going to be your number one?
I don't know.
Come on, man. I love Thierry Henry. No, you know I do. But sure. He's not a very good coach.
No, and he needs a lot more time.
Right. And that's going to be the guy, hey, we need to do this. What should we do? You're going to ask Thierry Henry that? No.
Yeah, no, you're
the wrong guy, man. It's the wrong guy.
Yeah, Bell, and time's running out. Like, how many more tournaments are they going to do?
Time's done. Joe, finished. Hazard's finished. Eden Hazard's really finished.
Yeah, it's really bad. He's not even the best Hazard.
That's true. Forgan,
he's not
right?
The best Hazard.
It's true.
And this is why, back to the level of a Ronaldo and Messi, but more Ronaldo because in terms of taking care of your body.
Yeah.
Like, this is why what Ronaldo does is even more impressive.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that hunger to want to get your body ready and be ready to play.
Yeah.
Eden Hazard was at one point, right, Reggie? He was one of the, other than those two aliens, non-humans in Ronaldo Messi, he was up there for like, you know, one of the top players in the world.
In the toughest, most demanding league, well, I'll say the most demanding league in the world, he was probably the best player in the league at one point.
He was player of the year in the EPL in one of those years, wasn't he?
He's... three guys in their prime, more than that actually, but in the EPL, when I saw Ronaldo on the other side, it's just like, uh-oh. And if I saw Eden Hazard, it was, oh man.
There was a 3-year stretch there, Reggie, where if he either won the player of the year.
Yeah, he won it for sure. And that season, he was just unplayable, man.
So about 3 years, right? 3-4 year span, he either won the player of the year or was right in the conversation.
Of course.
And then went
to Real Madrid and
complete shadow of himself.
Tapas all
every
day.
Yeah, he did so. Antonio Cassano.
That's it.
Antonio Cassano said we went to Real Madrid. And
that was it.
No, he said he was.
I know what he was doing.
But he was eating jars of Nutella,
That's it.
Scoop, baby.
That's it. Yeah,
and he said it. That's what he said. He goes, they were doing a giveaway. And he's like, I would eat about a tub a day or whatever it was. The point is, it's ultra talented. It's actually a pretty good comparison. I mean, Hazard did a little bit more, actually, maybe, right? But in terms of talent, is a massive part of the game. You need to be talented. You need to have the skills. But to have the professionalism and the drive and the motivation to continue to want to be at that level.
Well, he made it. Hazard made it to his dream team, and that's it.
Yeah.
I started to play soccer because I wanted to play for Real Madrid. I'm at Real Madrid. I'm done.
Yeah, that was always the team we wanted to play. And then now
he's done.
Just stopped. And that's why, you know, again, we say it. Cristiano Ronaldo at that age. Ibra, of course.
Yes.
Not to Ronaldo's level.
Well, no, Ibra keeps himself in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, in terms of, like, you can't just – it's something. Like I said, he's not even – we'll leave it at that. He's not even the better Hazard.
Yeah, for sure. So the Nations League final ended up France and Spain. Great game. If you didn't watch that game, watch the second half of that game as well.
High-level.
Amazing. Back and forth. Counterattacks left, right, and center. Good individual skills. For me, Paul Pogba was the man of the match. Believe it or not, he was –
He
was really good to me. He's really good.
And this is like
Spain without a banger. So
yeah, he did hit a great goal.
What a goal!
This is without Pedri.
Yep.
Without Dani Olmo.
Yeah.
Moreno up front. Like We said it. We said it the Euro. I said this Spain team.
What happened to Morata?
Hurt, injured as well.
Well, that's three. That's three starters.
Absolutely. Yep. Listen,
and they were up.
They were up. I tell you, like I said. If you ask a lot of people in the know, they say that Luis Enrique deserves a lot of credit, not just for what he's done here.
Yeah.
Great manager, good person, just a likable guy for me.
Yeah.
So, you know what? It was great to see those four teams play.
It's like a World Cup final.
Yeah, it was. You just wish there was a little bit more incentive that. The third, fourth place match makes no sense at all. Thibaut Courtois was right.
Yeah.
And if you're the clubs, what are you saying about a third, fourth place match?
Pissed off.
You're pissed off because – you know, your player comes back from international duty. As we're seeing, you know, I just read something like Joaquin Correa, you know, got injured with Argentina and so on.
Yeah.
You know, you're here pretty, you're not happy, put it that way.
Well, Courtois is also saying, like, okay, the third place, fourth place team, who cares about it? Let us go back to our clubs, get prepared for our domestic season. But now I got to sit here. And he said the players that played in that game weren't even players that would play in a World Cup qualifier. So why do I have to sit here and watch this? I gotta go. You have to stay. You're on the team. Money, so
and he said why, right? We know.
Well, money, 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 money. I don't know how much money they made. I didn't even know when the game was on. I didn't watch it. Yeah. How many people do you think went to that game?
No, they still had a few, but did I mean, they? but we see your point. We see Courtois' point.
Yeah.
Like to play a fourth place. First of all, it's a hard watch in
the best of times
in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Then we're doing it in Nations League. I mean, listen, great matchup in terms of names. Italy, Belgium.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Anyways.
I think we got a couple of things to talk about closer to home. Reggie, what do you think?
Well, we're recording this on a Tuesday night, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, on the eve of Panama, Canada. Panama goes and gets a 1-0 draw, 1-0 win over USA.
Is Greg Berhalter, is that seat even hotter now?
Well, Joe, whenever I look at a team that needs a coaching, don't get me wrong, I don't think Berhalter is the right guy for that either. But whenever I look at a team, what coach can come in here and get better out of the players that they have? I'll put my hand up. I know you don't want to be controversial.
No.
I'll be controversial.
Yeah, no, you can't.
I don't think the USA is a very good team. And I told you, I don't think they're going to make the World Cup. And
yeah,
I know they
did say that.
I know they're in second place in the hex. Or
you know what, Reggie?
Right now, I don't think they're going to make it.
Why I think like World Cup qualifying is so unique, especially in CONCACAF. Well, but it's because if they were playing the games all at the same time, you're right. USA will in this form, they're struggling. But because it's played in windows, you have time to.
Yeah.
You know, readjust, and then other things happen on other teams. Like, for example, Jamaica, which we'll get to, loses Leon Bailey. Loses Mikel Antonio.
Like,
that's a different story, right?
Yeah.
Well, look at Canada. I mean, I thought Canada was so amazing. Amazing win. Win.
Draw.
Amazing draw, which felt like a win.
Yeah, yeah.
At the Azteca with, you know, Jonathan Osorio, who basically owns the Azteca. He scores, whether it be TFC or Canada.
Yeah.
Right? But so many things can change, like a Richie Larea yellow card, which was absolutely comical.
They got to change that rule,
too. He gets kicked out at.
Oh, yeah.
And you're right. That rule is ridiculous, where you can accumulate two yellow cards in what, Reggie? How many matches? And that warrants a suspension. So, you know.
It should be for the window. Once the window's done, you're finished.
You know, you look at, okay, the one on Tejan maybe was. Sure.
I don't remember.
Because he kind of reached around.
Oh, yeah.
But the one on Richie was tough.
And it's a bad card.
This is why I say every qualifying game takes on anything. So they go into Jamaica and have to play on a horrible field.
Disgusting field.
You know, bad conditions in terms of, you know, you traveled from Azteca,
yeah.
You know, which is not the easiest place physically.
Mm-hmm.
to play in. And then you're without Richie LaRea, Tayshaun Buchanan, and Steven Vitoria. Huh. Yeah,
that's tough.
So good point, bad point, Reggie, in Jamaica.
It's a bad point because we didn't win, but it's a good point because we didn't lose.
Yeah, I look at it that way too. I think it could easily go, it could be looked at in both ways.
But that not winning that game makes this game tomorrow a must win. You have to win.
How you started this segment.
What's that?
Panama beats USA.
That's right. That's right.
And it's CONCACAF.
Yeah.
And that's why you said, oh, I don't think USA makes it. Reggie, I think we are still in for twists and turns.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
Because we watch CONCACAF refereeing. It is.
It's horrible.
If it was shocking or bad, I'd take that. It's beyond that.
So bad,
Joe. It's so bad. And Reggie.
And then not to have VAR.
What are we doing here?
It's like giving a 5-year-old a driver's license and saying, go.
But isn't that, if we go back and look at VAR on the LaRea incident, is that not a red card?
It's a red card for
I'll go over. Yeah. What about against Jamaica? Derek Cornelius, I think, takes a straight elbow right to his face.
Yeah, no one saw it.
I think it was Derek Cornelius. Mark
Anthony Kay, I think.
Was it?
Was it off a corner?
No, I think it was a different back one? Of the field. But the point is,
there was another one there. Then.
There, and you said, where's VAR? So
you would think CONCACAF needs the most help and they would have to have VAR.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And like how mentally strong you got to be to play in games in CONCACAF.
Yeah.
You're dealing with field conditions. Listen, I was the first one to say, oh, you know, if they amazing result in Mexico.
Yeah.
Got to get something out of Jamaica. But they did get something. People go, this is what I'm saying.
I think people were looking ahead to the next game, which is going to be harder. Panama's going to be a hard game tomorrow. And
hard game,
and you have to now. You
think
have
it's gonna
to,
be a hard game?
You have
absolutely.
To
it's gonna be hard.
You have to win that game.
To win.
So they're thinking, okay, if we beat Jamaica and come back and maybe draw Panama, window this was.
Well, you know, Reggie, you got to win your home games.
Well, yes.
And this is a home game.
Yes.
It's set up for that. You get LaRea back.
Yes.
You get Tayshaun back.
Yes.
You get Victoria back.
Is Kyle Larin back?
I don't know if the Kyle Larin or Atiba are back.
Well, either way, Hoylett's back, so we should have something going forward as well. And Alphonso Davies was ripping these guys to shreds, Jamaica, and so just getting fouled left, right, and center, and no calls.
And I know I said this. Oh, it was close. It's not close. He's the best player in the podcast.
Who are we comparing him to?
No, he's not.
Who? Who are we comparing him to? Pulisic? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
and you're joking.
Yeah, and maybe I said that in the past.
But, he's not the guy.
No.
The pretend 10, I call him.
Yeah, Davies is the best player in CONCACAF.
It's not even close, Joe.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
So
it's not even close. But I mean,
it's not going to be easy as that as well, too, right? I mean, you have Panama's coming up on a major high, like you said, in the USA.
Yeah.
All the pressure is on, you know, the Reds, the Canada Reds.
Of course.
So
of course.
But we get our guys back. I think it was massive, Reggie, when I was watching that. And to see Richie LaRea get the yellow this thing and Tayshaun Buchanan, he said, this is going to be tough because other than Davies, those two guys really, speed threats. Right?
You look at that and you say, yeah, but we still should have enough to beat Jamaica, right? And, you know.
I think, Reggie, a guy who we were looking to was Jonathan David.
Yeah, buddy, what is wrong with what's going on?
Well, John Herdman made a point too, and I guess like you know maybe he needs to play with somebody who's more of a 9 back to goal guy, and then him play off of that
like a Cavallini.
Yeah. So and again, even Laren when he plays in that role too. So I know what Herdman's doing,
but
right, what's Herdman doing with this, Reggie? What do you think he's doing?
Well, he's taking the pressure off of David because sure. So, but I mean.
I know what you're gonna say. You're saying I get it. You're a pro. You're the go-to guy here.
The touches. If you're getting the touches and you're just missing and you're missing shots, getting blocked and whatever, and you're fine. And that's fine to me. But the touches, the passes, it's off. It's all off.
That pitch was terrible.
I know.
Miller had a great chance.
But even in Mexico, it was off as well.
Yeah,
but
he wasn't his best in this window.
I made a point to you just before we went on that Mexico played all three of their games in the window at home.
Strange, right?
So they go. There's gonna be a point in the road where they have all three games on the road.
Well, Reggie, this is why I say every window, especially in CONCACAF, can tell a different story.
And that Mexico team isn't that good either, man. They've got a couple of good guys, but I'm not afraid of that Mexico team. No, that's for sure.
But Chucky Lozano, so
he Chucky shows, Lozano's good.
You know, Herrera.
No, didn't do anything.
No, what I'm saying is they, you know, Atletico Madrid.
Real he doesn't Batista, play though. He doesn't play at Atletico.
Yeah. Sorry, Reggie, I'm gonna break your new mic
again.
Sorry. no, I just think Mexico's Mexico, Reg.
That's the problem I have with it. It's not Mexico's not Mexico.
They're not.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
No, Mexico was Mexico when all their best players were playing in Mexico. Where they're playing.
Nah, I don't buy that, Reggie. I still think. I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking. Who's top of the table?
Mexico.
I'm just saying.
Stop, Joe.
No, Reggie.
They've played six games, and four of them were at home.
I think you're right.
Let's calm down.
Reggie, but how do you qualify for the World Cup? We're saying the same thing.
You win all your home games.
I understand, and I get it. But what I'm saying is, okay, let's put it this way. This is not the Mexico that we used to fear.
No.
But here's what I say. I think it's because we're better.
Yeah, well,
I think Mexico was the best. Listen, Mexico is the best team, has been the best team in CONCACAF forever. True?
Yes.
No, they have been.
Yes.
And I think we've just improved, which is great. We meaning the rest of CONCACAF, but especially Canada.
Can we
play with them?
Yes. How,
Reggie, we proved we
can play. Of course, twice we did in the Gold Cup and in
I think, qualifying. We can honestly say that qualifying for the World Cup in any region, but especially CONCACAF, is an act of attrition. It's not just about being the better players, which I think we're up there. I think we have amazing players.
What?
I think these players will even tell you it's this, right? And I think, you know what? That's why I give them credit because they could have had more of a letdown. In years past, Reggie, yes, we never got that result in the Azteca, which is, I mean.
Well, I'll tell you why.
In the Azteca.
I'll tell you why we never got
that. Hold on. Tell me in a sec.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, after that, traditionally, if we got something like that, we would have lost that game in Jamaica. And for me, that's why I think.
On the high, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's still important. I think that they do hold the cards. So you tell me why. But I think we're saying the same thing. We're just looking at different angles.
Back in the day, when the best players, Chicharito was playing abroad, and that was the only player abroad. Everybody else was playing for Tigres, for Club like America. A togetherness, right? Not a togetherness, but they're playing in that altitude day in, week out. So when a team comes to play against them, they just slice them apart because they're used to it.
They still haven't lost there.
But what I'm saying is that even a guy like Chucky Lozano plays in Italy. So even he has to come back to the altitude and play.
Yeah,
he might be gassed. Raul Jimenez.
In England. Yeah, for sure.
What did he do?
Spain. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
I know what you're saying.
So the guys that play in Mexico might be able to run and round in it, but they're not as good as.
Okay, well, let's put it this way: does Mexico qualify for the World Cup? Of course they do.
Well, teams have to qualify.
No, but that's my point, Reggie. They still will, right?
I don't see them slipping past fifth or
fourth. Who's going to finish in the top?
Mexico,
no particular order.
Mexico, Canada, Panama, and I don't know who finishes. Maybe USA finishes fourth and has to play in, and they play in Nashville and they win. I don't know, on a dubious PK and Pulisic scores. I don't know.
But I hear you.
I don't know.
I think we're primed. I'm not worried about
USA, and I'm not worried about that Mexico team either.
Well, I mean, if we played with them in the Azteca, we fancy our chances against them
November. Come to Edmonton and play in Edmonton. Let's see that. I'd like to see that.
Reggie, I think on paper we have what it takes. We have to be mentally strong enough to keep going. And I think we do. I think we are. I think this is an amazing group. Am I a little biased because, you know, we have some bit of personal connection with these guys?
Yeah.
Sure, in our show, we you know, Alistair, Johnston, Kamal, and Dane, who got called into the group too. I mean, unfortunate for Milan Borjan, but, you know, good for Dane to be in that experience.
Yeah.
You know, sure, you know, and Mark Anthony Kays and
guys like Richie
Larea, you know, yeah,
Maxim
for sure.
Crippo.
You know, I just think it's a nice thing for our young Canadian players to take a look at.
Of course.
Because, you know, we talked about that with the amazing Olympic champion women's team. Yeah. It's the same thing here with the men's team. You know, players need to see this happening.
Yeah.
So big game tomorrow, massive game tomorrow. Yeah.
BMO 7:30.
Yeah. So Canada, Panama, I mean, all on the line. We'll be there. So,
go Canada, go. I hope we get a good giveaway. The last time we got a giveaway, we got the Where's the Canadian thing?
Where's mine? I don't even know.
Oh my God, where the hell is it?
The towel.
The towel, where is it? You see it?
No, I don't. Well, we're going to go on a scavenger hunt to find the...
It's probably behind the Ghana flag, actually. That sucks.
Might be there.
I would get up and do it, but I'm not going to do it. So, I mean, yeah, big game tomorrow, and then we get back to the domestic leagues on the weekend. Yeah, and
big matches. We'll
preview that. Well, I guess we'll review that the next Monday, and then in a month's time, we're back talking about international break again.
Yeah, absolutely. Back with major implications.
Yeah,
shout out Reg before we go. Sure. To our again, your soccer needs are it's on the ticker there. You see it, Soccer Max. Go visit Max.
Yep.
For all your soccer needs.
Yep.
Location and other locations, but obviously that's the one we have going there. An amazing event this past Thanksgiving weekend. Talk about young players doing their thing. Mm-hmm. FTF Canada, Marcus Hansen and his great crew put on a great show along with Vaughan Soccer Club. I was humble enough to be humbly involved, I should say, with those guys. They did a great job, and we had a lot of great teams out there coming out on top in the three divisions. You know, if you go check out FTF, you'll see them and so on. They do a great job with their coverage. It was great. College coaches came out. It was nice to be around, you know, that again. All the young players, all the coaches, everyone who came out, a major thank you. And once again, this is why we are so happy about tomorrow with Canada
exactly
continuing their march to the World Cup. Again, if we don't have events like this and we don't do things of this nature, we don't get these players doing their thing. So,
right.
I mean, aren't you excited? Right? It's all about, this is massive. This is right. You're always excited about Arsenal. You're always excited about maybe Ghana playing in a World Cup game. I'm excited about AC Milan. I'm excited about, you know, Italy playing this thing. This is Canada. We're all in on this. All of us.
It's going to be a tough day tomorrow because we're just waiting to get through it.
The day of the game against Mexico. Weren't you nervous watching the Jamaica game? This is what we want. We want to be in these moments. So this is why.
The Mexico game was bad because it was at 10 o'clock. So I had to wait all day.
How good did you feel after?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. So this is what we want. These are the moments we want for our young players and for us fans. So again, I said before, go Canada, go. Let's feel 100%. That. And let's get going. Let's get something tomorrow.
100%. I 100% agree. Can't wait to recap it. Can't wait to recap the domestic leagues as well next week.
Prediction, Reg?
For what? Tomorrow's Canada, game? 2-1 Canada. Panama scores first.
Reggie.
Yeah.
Stressful.
Oh, buddy. It's going to be like this all game tomorrow.
I got 2-0 Canada.
2-0 Canada? Okay. All right.
But it's I don't want to stress.
I don't want to stress either, but you know how it is.
Listen, I think Reggie's prediction might be more accurate, but let's just go. Let's get the 3 points. That's great.
I don't care about the score. Let's get the three points. Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you're watching this on YouTube, we'll catch you next week.